This is New England Public Media. Some Massachusetts state employees say they'll refuse to follow the governor's vaccine mandate. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts, as we do most Mondays. We've got Matt Murphy on the line from the State House News Service. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Carrie.
So last week, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker signed an executive order mandating COVID vaccination for some 42,000 state employees who must be vaccinated by mid-October or face consequences, which could include losing their job. The Republican governor, with the order enacting some of the toughest vaccination policies in the nation, many unions for state workers supported that move, but some didn't. Matt, what's known about those who are pushing back?
Well, we know that some of the unions and some employees in the unions that supported the governor's steps to impose a vaccine mandate are not particularly happy with this work requirement. The corrections union, the union representing the guards and prisons and houses of correction across the state, Department of Corrections employees, threatening that if they can't get the governor to relax some of these requirements, that they will not think twice about filing an injunction in court and try and use the court system to block this from going into effect. But one big thing to remember here, the governor announced this mandate without having negotiated this policy with all of the employee unions. That is something that is starting to take place and something that we need to watch very closely. The Corrections Officers Union, among those that will try to negotiate what this discipline would look like and what is actually required of employees for them to continue on the job.
In other opposition news, Representative Peter Durant of Spencer has put forward a bill to prohibit requiring proof of vaccination in order to enter public buildings and businesses. Are there other lawmakers who are also supporting this bill in the legislature, or is this kind of like a measure that's like a line drawn in the sand?
There are a small number of lawmakers supporting this provision. I think there were about 8 co-sponsors, Republicans, that signed on to Representative Durant's bill. He is making a statement here. It's difficult maybe to see this gaining much traction on Beacon Hill, particularly with Democratic leaders in both the House and Senate voicing their own support for Governor Baker's policy for state employees. They say they're pursuing their own vaccine mandate for the return to work in the state house for employees under their own control. But what it could do is it could help shape some of the conversations around the details of those policies. What exactly is required of workers to show that they've been vaccinated? But that is something that bears watching. The legislative leaders have not announced a date yet for the reopening of the state house as they work through their own programs. And as we just talked about, the governor still negotiating with unions and others about what these vaccine mandates look like for state agencies, schools, and all the rest.
Of course, that vaccine mandate came after weeks of saying vaccines and masking should be local decisions. Also resisting for weeks, late Friday, we learned Education Commissioner Jeff Riley is seeking authority to mandate masks for all K-12 students, teachers, and staff through October 1st. Now, some school districts have already decided to mask up. Others will not be. Do we know the timeline for the state to implement regulations on this latest development?
Well, the Board of Education is convening a meeting on Tuesday morning to hear Jeff Riley's request. Presumably, they will support that and vote to give the commissioner and the Baker administration the authority to implement this rule, and that will be signed and go into effect. This policy would require masks of everybody, students, faculty, teachers, staff, in all public schools through October 1st, after which, if schools can achieve vaccination status of 80% vaccinated, they have the option of relaxing those mask requirements. But you're right, this was a bit of a reversal from the governor. He is saying that this is something that he hopes will respond to some of the anxiety out there as the Delta variant spreads, and also encourage people, give them an incentive to get the vaccine, which he continues to push as the way out of this pandemic.
And finally, Matt, the fiscal 21 closeout budget filed last week by Governor Baker for $1.57 billion has been sent to the House Ways and Means Committee. When do we expect legislative leaders to weigh in on spending in that measure?
Well, they're not returning to formal business until sometime after Labor Day, and this is going to be a high on their list do, but it won't be very quick. They'll take some time to look at this, I would assume, as they also look at how to spend ARPA money. And sometime this fall, traditionally, this is something that comes up around October, sometimes earlier in September, but I would look for the next month or two for them to take their time, look at this, and come up with their own plan.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Matt, as always, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from New England Public Media at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast hub. This is New England Public Media.